This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us, and the us in studio is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris is giving me some kind of hand sign. I'm not sure.
That's the turn up my mic just a hair. Oh.
Mine's not
You mean your headphones?
Headphones, that's what it is.
All right, yeah, so you're summoning your inner...
Well, I know why mine aren't working.
Yeah, it helps if they're plugged in.
Heather is holding the plug in one
hand. It's been a few weeks, guys.
Just point it to who you want to listen to, and it works that way.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. She's out of practice, yeah. You were sick last time.
Sick, and before that was a conference or something you guys
did? Yeah, we were at Portsmouth.
Right.
Before that was Thanksgiving, so I spent it with my family.
Turkey Gobbler Day.
That's right. But today's a very special day, isn't it, Heather?
Isn't it? I came in just for you guys because I missed everyone.
And it's your birthday.
She got a tiny little birthday cake.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Did she really?
A pet it for.
Oh. No, that's what those are.
My family.
This was my birthday present or Christmas present or something like that.
No, you get the leftovers.
I get the leftovers. Okay, well, that's pretty much like how it is on my birthday at home.
Yeah.
So happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm
not going to insult you by asking you how old you are because I already know.
She's like 19.
Is she legal yet? I wasn't sure she was that old.
You can call in to sing her happy birthday if you want to. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Something that's not so happy. Michigan State University student
did a little hunt.
Some kind of investigative reporting of sorts?
You could call it that, I guess. This comes to us from Michigan State University's MSU Today. The headline is this: MSU scholars find $21 trillion in unauthorized government spending. Defense Department to conduct first ever audit.
Now, this to people that have, kind of been paying attention to various news reports isn't too terribly surprising, because there was the study from Reuters from about 2.5 years ago where they found some like $6 or $10 trillion of unreported spending or something.
Right. Is that what they call the black budget? Is that what it's been like dubbed over the years?
We'll get into the story. I don't think they talk about that, but black budgets, nobody's ever going to find.
Right. No, and this is stuff to where it's kind of in the books, but it's not necessarily reported all the proper kinds of ways. But the thing with Reuters, they initially reported that in like 2014, 2015, and then early this year, it just started blowing up all over the internet of Pentagon something something blah blah blah, but everybody's paying attention to the Super Bowl. And then I looked at the stories and I was like, yeah, that's because this report came out like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. We'll get into it here, and we'll answer some of your questions, Daryl, your questions, Heather, and some of the callers' questions. Earlier this year, a Michigan State University economist working with graduate students and a former government official found $21 trillion in unauthorized spending in the Departments of Defense and Housing and Urban Development for the year 1998 to 2015. So they only looked at two cabinet positions over a 17-year period. The work of Mark Skidmore and his team, which included digging into government websites and repeated queries of U.S. agencies that went unanswered, coincided with the Office of Inspector General at one point disabling the links to all key documents showing the unsupported spending. Luckily, the researchers downloaded and stored the documents. Now, the Department of Defense has announced it's willing to conduct the first department-wide independent financial audit in its history. read the December 7th announcement here. That's just a link. The Defense Department did not say specifically what led to the audit, but the announcement came 4 days after Skidmore discussed his team's finding on USA Watchdog, a news outlet run by former CNN and ABC News correspondent Greg Hunter. While we can't know for sure what role our efforts to compile original government documents and share them with the public has played, we believe it may have made a difference, said Skidmore, the Morris Chair at State of State and Local Government Finance and Policy at MSU. Skidmore got involved last spring when he heard Catherine Austin Fitz, former Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, refer to a report which indicated the Army had $6.5 trillion in unsupported adjustments or spending in fiscal year 2015. Given the Army's $122 billion budget, that meant unsupported adjustments were 54 times spending authorized by Congress.
And $6.5 trillion is, what, about double the entire federal budget for a year?
I think about 1.5, maybe. I think, aren't we somewhere around four? We hit the first $4 trillion budget ever, I think, last time.
Yeah, I thought it had come down, and they've not actually passed a full yearly budget in close to a decade now, so it's really hard to keep up because they keep passing these temporary spending things and then emergency funding of this and that and the other thing.
Now I have a question. So this is a process I'm not really familiar with. Now, when Congress decides, they all get elected, right, and then they all together decide how the budget gets split up?
Well,
like if there's X amount of tax dollars in the pot.
Sure.
How exactly do they go about, like, do they give it all out at the beginning of the year?
Well, that's not really so important because they routinely run deficits, which means the budget is more than the revenues.
Right, but let's just go ahead and try answering the question. So there are some things that you've probably heard of earmarks.
Mm-hmm.
And some people think, earmarks? That's a dirty word. No, earmark just says you're going to spend this amount of money on this. If you give Chris money and say, Chris, go buy groceries, he can buy whatever he wants. But if you say, Chris, here's money, go buy groceries, and make sure you pick up 2 loaves of bread and a bag of chips. The 2 loaves of bread and a bag of chips is an earmark.
Right.
So Congress sometimes just gives money to various government entities and says, spend it on whatever.
Do what you like.
And then other times they say, but make sure you pick up those 2 loaves of bread and a bag of chips.
Right. Except instead of 2 loaves and a bag of chips, it might be make sure you build that new
highway through my congressional district.
Right.
Yeah, but do they all have to like submit budget proposals and all have to get voted on and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. So typically how
the Department of Defense would get voted a specific amount, right?
Typically how it works is, different cabinet positions put together their own budgets for the next fiscal year.
They send to the president. Right. The president sends a budget to Congress.
Right. Which is really, the president really has no constitutional role there. Congress, in the Constitution, it's very clear that Congress is the only one that has the power to raise and appropriate. So raise money through taxation or however you're going to do it. Actually, they didn't have that in the original Constitution because we didn't have an income tax or anything like that. But, you know, from things like tolls and what am I thinking of?
Tariffs
and excises and things like that. They would then appropriate. Congress would sit down and say, okay, well, the military says they need this much, and the Department of the Interior says they need this much. We have this much money to go, so we're going to divide it up this way. Now the process is completely different. What they do is the departments, like Daryl explained, submit theirs to the president, who then goes over it and then submits his budget to Congress, which just, it doesn't follow. It's not unconstitutional,
right?
But it doesn't follow the process that the Constitution laid out.
But then, in addition to that, you then have various departments that go ask congressmen, hey, we really need this extra money. And so then they pass all of these temporary sort of things that wind up just inflating what the budget actually is, that's not reported in the actual budget that they passed 5 months earlier, assuming they actually passed a budget 5 months earlier. Oh, yeah, we've been on these temporary spending things for, what, like a decade now?
At least, if not longer.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. via us in the studio. Tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris. 855-450-FREE is that toll-free call-in line. We're talking about the report that was done by some Michigan State students. Every time I see MSU, because I grew up in Alabama, MSU, Mississippi. Michigan State. They did some digging and found $21 trillion in unauthorized government spending from the Department of Defense and Housing and Urban Development between 1998 and 2015. $6.5 trillion of that from the Department of Defense in fiscal year 2015 alone. We'll get back into this story. But maybe if these government entities had some cameras, they could, you know, like keep track of the money by pointing the camera at the money.
Oh, it's a stretch, but I see where you're going.
Probably a stretch, but maybe you've got a safe in your house where you store some valuable things and you want to make sure that nobody's tampering with your safe. Well, get yourself a Blink home security system. They deliver this thing directly to your door, and even if you're not that technically inclined or you have a complicated router system, you can get this thing set up in about 10 or 15 minutes, and it will notify you whenever anything moves in front of that wireless camera, or you can just go onto the app on your phone and look at the camera whenever you want to. And have we got a deal for you. Get three Blink security cameras for what the other guys charge for one. That's right, three cameras for what the other guys would charge for one. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Blink Protect, all one word, BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Well, let's get back into some more ridiculous government spending. And to be clear, $21 trillion, I mean, it is kind of pocket change, I guess. That's the amount of money that governments spend in over 5 years. That's 5 years worth of spending that went unreported. And we're talking about Morris Skidmore. Let me find my spot again. Mr. Skidmore is the Morris Chair in State and Local Government Finance and Policy at MSU. And he also heard a quote from Catherine Austin Fitz, who is a former Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, referring to a report that indicated the Army had $6.5 trillion in unspent, unsupported adjustments just in 1 year in 2015. And the story continues, Skidmore thought Fitz had made a mistake. Maybe she meant $6.5 billion and not $6.5 trillion, he said.
Yeah, I could see somebody, you know, accidentally putting a decimal in the wrong spot, writing a T instead of a B accidentally.
Or misspeaking, because, you know, frequently in federal level, they're talking billions and trillions. They're not talking millions.
Yeah,
so he thought maybe she misspoke.
Few billion here, few billion there. Pretty soon we're talking some real money.
Yep. He continues, so I found the report myself, and sure enough, it was $6.5 trillion. Skidmore and Fitz agreed to work together and investigate the issue further. Over the summer, two MSU graduate students searched government websites, especially the website of the Office of the Inspector General, looking for similar documents dating to 1998. They found documents indicating a total of $21 trillion in undocumented adjustments over the 1998 to 2015 period. The original government documents, and it includes a link for that. In a December 8th Forbes column he co-authored with Lawrence Kudlikoff, Skidmore said the gargantuan nature of the undocumented federal spending, quote, should be of great concern to all taxpayers. I'll call that the understatement of the decade. Taken together, these reports point to a failure to comply with basic constitutional and legislative requirements for spending and disclosure. The column concludes, we urge the House and Senate Budget Committee to initiate immediate investigations of unaccounted federal expenditures, as well as the source of their payment. So, will they take this on? Is this the story that prompted, for the first time ever, the Pentagon to actually audit themselves?
I don't know. And I followed the link
right
from that story to where they had, the supporting documentation, and they have an update here. Update as of December 12th, 2017, which is about 2 days ago. Subsequent to the publication of Dr. Skidmore's report, the Office of the Inspector General at the Department of Defense and the Department of Housing and Urban Development took reports offline. Consequently, our primary links in the table below are the same documents posted on our website. We have preserved the DOD and HUD links in the footnotes. If they result in a 404 error or not found message, this indicates that they were taken down or moved subsequent to publication. On December 11th, we learned that the key documents had been reposted on the OIG website, but with different URLs. Documents now appear to be reposted with new URLs. As we find them, we will add them to the footnotes entitled New Link. So let me sort of rephrase this ever so slightly. They bookmarked all of the supporting documentation that they had from Department of Defense and HUD.
Right.
And then once they posted those links, the Department of Defense and HUD then decided to change the URLs so that all of the supporting documentation no longer goes to where it's supposed to go. Which leads me to believe that, no, the Department of Defense isn't going to do an actual thorough audit of themselves. And if they do, they'll wind up saying, we didn't do anything wrong. Or even if they do wind up finding that they did something wrong, they'll just sort of like sweep it under the rug and nobody's going to pay attention to it.
This is very disturbing, the things that we have found, and we assure you it will never happen again, and we have a new process in place to ensure that it will never happen again. And
right. Just like when Reuters published the report in early 2016 that fiscal year 2015, there was that $6.5 trillion. Nothing happened.
Right.
It was like a year before anybody paid attention that Reuters put something out in 2016.
Yeah, it's frustrating, and I mean, my frustration in this goes back to the early 80s when I was in the military and saw some, I'll just minimize it and say, wasteful government spending. It was things like, it wasn't the $900 hammer, it was a $2,000 empty rack for communications equipment that cost $1 million. And if I got the rack completely filled with communications equipment, it was $1 million.
Well, what about the, like, what was it, the $3,000 coffee pot that had to be specially made to fit the specially designed super expensive coffee maker that was specified to fit the coffee pot?
I don't know. I mean, there's a million stories like this, but the point is, you know, we have elected officials, and we trust them. We put our trust in them.
Do you think this is a result of necessarily, like, the government, or is it, like people that get the contracts jacking up the prices?
Good question. We can talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, and some of it, you know, this wasteful $6.5 trillion worth of spending, I'm not going to blame contractors on that. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How many of us make New Year's resolutions tied to losing weight, more exercise, and overall physical fitness? Well, American Century Investments' Jay Hummel says, don't forget about financial fitness.
New Year's is the perfect time to reassess your finances, as well as to educate yourself on financial solutions that can help you prepare for all of your life stages, including retirement.
Find out how at AmericanCentury.com. That's AmericanCentury.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract.
Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the study, or the report, rather, that was done by some scholars at Michigan State University, where they found that between 1998 and 2015, the Departments of Defense and Housing and Urban Development wound up having about $21 trillion worth of unauthorized spending, and their report on the Department of Defense side basically corresponds exactly with what Reuters reported about a year ago, or close to 2 years ago now, of $6.5 trillion worth of accounting entry adjustments in 2015 fiscal year. And did some digging here, and the entire federal budget for fiscal year 2017 is $3.65 trillion.
Right. Now, I believe this year Trump has submitted the first ever $4 trillion budget.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yay!
Way to go.
I remember, and I'm showing my age here, I remember when the federal debt hit $4 trillion.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And I thought, wow, this is a massive number. We're never going to pay that back.
Now it's unable to be calculated because we have so many, entitlements and things like that that are unfunded.
And well, the unfunded future liabilities right. is different from the current debt.
Well, yeah, whatever you want to call it. I understand the difference between debt and liabilities.
Right.
But when we look at the whole nut, the whole amount that we have to pay out, it's staggering. It's not staggering. It's just impossible. You can't raise taxes enough to ever pay for it. You can't borrow enough to ever pay for it. You can't print money enough and fast enough to ever pay for it.
Well, luckily, Chris, they don't have to actually print the money. They can just go into their supercomputer and hit some numbers, and bada boom, bada bing, now there's extra money.
Yeah,
because it's all like debit cards and checkbooks.
Right. And then we'll be figuring out how to teach our kids about hyperinflation.
The budget is infinity dollars.
Yeah.
And when you go to the grocery store to buy that two loaves of bread and what was the other thing that I had mentioned?
A bag of chips.
Yeah. It's infinity dollars minus one. So you just hand over your infinity card and then pay the infinity dollars.
And to be clear, the $21 trillion has to do with two cabinet positions, two
Correct.
Departments of the federal government. That's two out of 15. And granted, DOD, Department of Defense, it's the 800-pound gorilla. It gets the most money out of anything we do for a single department. But
yes.
you have some other big ones out there that aren't mentioned, like Homeland Security, energy. I
yep.
mean, these get some big numbers, too, so... Yeah, it's I don't know.
And then let's see what the Department of Defense actually has to say, because they released that report saying, for the first time ever, there's going to be an agency-wide fiscal audit. Skipping down a little bit in their report, it says, audits are necessary to ensure the accuracy of financial information. They also account for property. Officials estimate... that the department has around $2.4 trillion in assets.
Okay. Federal agency, our tax dollars are paid for that. I expect that to be an exact number.
Yeah,
is there anything wrong with me expecting that to be an exact number?
For what?
For anything. Honest to God, you're taking people's money, and you're saying you're going to spend it prudently because you have to, because these things are necessary. I don't think it's too much to ask for exact numbers. And approximately what? What was that number again?
$2.4 trillion with a T, not billion with a B.
I'm sorry. however many trillion, just nail it down. Tell me what it is.
Right.
I demand that at the local level.
That they should be able to do a line item
right.
of the assets. I remember a couple of years ago here in New Hampshire, somebody had pointed me to the annual report from the New Hampshire Liquor Commission, where they listed like $16 million worth of non-inventory assets.
Okay.
So inventory assets would be all the liquor on the shelves,
right.
the other various things that they sell. Non-inventory assets,
buildings.
Things like buildings, shelving, cash registers, mops, mop buckets.
Paper bags, right.
Paper bags, things of that sort. So
right.
I sent a FOIA request. Please send me a list of your non-inventory assets. The response I got was... we have no records relevant to your request.
Huh. All right. So,
which means they have no clue what they actually have, so they're guessing that they have $16
million. Sounds good.
And that's after they deducted and depreciated the value of stuff, so it was actually closer to like $34 million.
Right.
But continuing on here with the Department of Defense, the comptroller says, quote, with consistent feedback from auditors, we can focus on improving the processes of our day-to-day work. Annual audits also ensure visibility over the quantity and quality of the equipment and supplies our troops use.
Gotcha.
The DOD's Office of Inspector General hired independent public accounting firms to conduct audits of individual components, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, agencies, activities, and more, as well as a department-wide consolidated audit to summarize all results and conclusions. And they say beginning in 2018, our audits will occur annually, with reports issued November 15th. Well, what are you going to be doing on November 15th? You're going to be holding your breath waiting on this report? Because I'm not.
Well, to go to Trump's talk, this is one of those things that he's talked about. He's talked about more responsible government. So, okay, you say you're going to do this. An audit of something of this magnitude is a huge undertaking, and nobody out there wants to know what these accounting firms are going to make off this. But I applaud them for at least saying they're going
to
do it.
Yeah, this is why every libertarian needs to run for auditor in their state. Like, actually, my very good friend Dan Fishman is running for auditor in Massachusetts, and he's running basically saying, like, who better to audit the Democrats and the Republicans than a libertarian? You know what I mean? And it makes so much sense.
Well, auditor's not an elected position in every place.
Okay, maybe not every place, but if it is...
If you have that option.
Perfect opportunity for libertarians to go in and
oh, I agree. I'm just saying, you know, yeah. It's not elected everywhere.
Right. But before we went to break, you had a question.
Huh? Oh, I was going to say that when it comes to, like, government spending and stuff like that, where, you know, you're talking about, like, the $3,000 coffee pot or something like that. Like, is it necessarily that once... You know, elected officials go to spend money on things. I don't think it's necessarily them being like, oh, well, I'm going to give you specifically $3,000 for your little coffee pot. I think it's also got to do with, like, private contractors kind of having this business, what do you call it, behavior. It's just, like, standard where they all jack up their prices when anything is paid for through tax dollars. I used to date a guy that was a roofer, and... All of the roofing companies that would bid on the contract jobs to do the roofs on all these, like, government-owned buildings and facilities and stuff, they would all... He would make, like, $18 an hour doing shingle regularly and, like, $25 an hour for rubber roof.
Right.
And when he would get paid rate work, meaning tax dollars,
right.
It would be $45 an hour for shingle and $54 an hour for rubber roof. And that was the exact same work for the exact same thing, but all of them charge more.
A lot of it, it's a combination... of things. So if I give you money and say you can go, or I just give you a no limit credit card and say go shopping, you're not going to be as responsible with the money as if you went with your card knowing you had a limit. And then there's also the thing of, oh, well, we can make extra money with these guys because they've got no bargaining power. They can spend whatever they want. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
It's working. Don't quit. Dynovite.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And maybe you would like to join a bunch of libertarians and, dare I say, anarchists in Acapulco in February. That's right. The Anarchapulco is coming up in February, February 15th through the 18th. You can join people like G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Vit Jedlicka, and many, many more, plus live music from Jordan Page and several other artists. Again, February 15th through the 18th, happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. There is a health and wellness retreat, a Cryptopulco, Change the Media University, and an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar. Your results for the event may vary, but if you use code FTL, you get 10% off. Go to anarchapulco.com. That's anarchapulco.com. We're talking about federal spending and budgets and unaccounted for spending, to where there was the report from Reuters in early 2016 about the Department of Defense Inspector General's report from June of 2015, finding that in one quarter alone, there were $2.8 trillion in wrongful adjustments made to accounting entries, with a total of $6.5 trillion of such adjustments in fiscal year 2015. And Michigan State students, and I believe a couple of professors were involved in this, found $21 trillion worth of unauthorized spending from Department of Defense and the Department of Housing and Urban Development between 1998 and 2015. And Heather, you asked the question about how much of a role does I'm not going to say shady contractors, but the fact that contractors do wind up using different rates for when they bid on government jobs versus when they bid on a job in the private sector.
Exactly.
And, Chris, you made a good point off the air, though, about the fact that in a lot of cases there are requirements that government contractors must use union rates.
Yeah.
Is this fact? Then
Yes. I'm trying to pull up some.
Not every state.
Not every state.
You know, these are things that vary state to state. On state issue, you know, if somebody's bidding on a job for, say, the Massachusetts Department of Transportation, they've got different rules than if they're bidding on something in New Hampshire or New York or California or Alabama. Then there are federal regulations for anybody doing, you know, federal contracting work.
Right.
Well, would those regulations be set by unions themselves or politicians?
Indirectly.
I imagine politicians
lobbying from the unions.
Yeah, but I feel like politicians would want to pay less because they'd want more money to spend on more stuff.
They would, but they also really like the fact that they get tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, sometimes from labor unions. Huh?
Campaign
contributions. So that's sort of the system. If labor unions give you, you know, let's say they make $1 million donation to your Senate campaign,
yeah,
and they say, these are the things that are really important to us. We'd like to count on you, and we'd love to make a contribution. Well, let me go back and look and see what they contributed last time. Holy cow, they give somebody $1 million.
Right, and a lot of times there's these weird sorts of things of, we'll go with the lowest bid as long as everybody can jump through hoop X, Y, and Z,
right,
A, B, and C, and some of those hoops are, you must use union workers, you have to do this, you have to do that. So they artificially inflate while also saying, we're using the lowest bid for people that can do this, and then there's only one or two companies that can actually do it. And who are those companies? The ones that wind up making all of the big campaign contributions in a lot of cases.
Yeah, and that's not just in this case of labor in government contracts, but it has to do with a lot of things. It's why military bases get built where they're built, or, you know, highway projects is a great example too. Where's the money coming from? And it's rough, and I'm not saying that there's some other existing better system, you know?
Right.
You look at Russia, and Russia was corrupt under communism. It seems to be corrupt under the plutocracy they have in place now.
Right.
So I'm not sure that there's a better way, but at least if we're going to talk the talk, at least let it be audited. Look at these numbers and publish them.
Right.
Don't hide them.
In a somewhat related story here from Reuters, the Trump administration has called for government IT to adopt cloud services. The White House said Wednesday the U.S. government needs a major overhaul of information technology systems and should take steps to better protect data and accelerate efforts to use cloud-based technology.
There you go.
Before I get too far into this, Chris, what are your... Just your original thoughts on federal government using the cloud?
Insecure. That's the first thing I think of.
Why is that?
Because you're trusting your data to someone else, and it's the same reason that I hold my own private Bitcoin keys. I don't trust anyone else with them, and for all the security that certainly surrounds the Department of Defense and other departments that, you know, you don't want North Korea to have the launch codes or something like that. You would think it would be very high.
Oh, they're all zeros.
So that would be, except 1, 2, 3, 4.
For 25 years.
They were all zeros. I remember
they were all zeros.
So
they probably still are.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, my second thought was, you know, compared to when I was in. So I was in the U.S. Army in the early 80s. And I was in communications, and a lot of the equipment that I worked on was Vietnam era or pre-Vietnam era. So 80s to 70s to 60s, 20-year-old technology. And I'm saying some of this stuff was really important stuff, things that you would not imagine would be using technology that old. Now, I'm sure that things are probably a little bit more up to date, a lot more up to date now. Maybe.
Oh, wait until we get a couple paragraphs and you'll be surprised.
Okay, then let's do that, Daryl.
The White House issued a report saying difficulties in agency prioritization of resources in support of IT modernization, ability to procure services quickly, and technical issues have resulted in an unwieldy and out-of-date federal IT infrastructure. The report outlined a timeline over the next year for IT reforms and detailed implementation plan. The report said one unnamed cloud-based email provider has agreed to assist in keeping track of government spending on cloud-based email migration. President Donald Trump in April signed an executive order creating a new technology council to overhaul the government's IT systems. The report said the federal government must eliminate barriers to using commercial cloud-based technologies, saying, quote, federal agencies must consolidate their IT investments and place more trust in services and infrastructure operated by others. Government agencies often pay dramatically different prices for the same IT item. The report said sometimes they pay 3 to 4 times as much. Now, there's definitely more here.
What I was just talking about.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I wanted to pause here because, yeah, this is something that, you know, definitely ties into what we were just talking about. The fact that, yeah, governments often do pay more. And then there's the question of why do they pay more? And it seems as though each, you know, quote unquote side is going to blame the other, to where the contractors, if you ask them why their rates are higher, they're going to say, well, there's this, that, the other sort of regulation that we have to comply with, and we have to do it this way and that way. And then the government people, they're just going to be like, well, those are the bids we got.
Right. And there is some level of truth to it. I mean, even in, you know, my small town here in New Hampshire, if you want to put in a bid to cut the grass this summer, you know, you are going to have to be licensed, bonded. You are going to have insurance and things like that. It's
nothing
crazy.
And probably
crazy,
a large amount of insurance. So it's not just going to be, yeah, I got liability if I wind up cutting my foot.
No, it'll be $1 million policy, which it sounds like a lot, but in insurance, that's not really that much. So.
Right. You can get like $1 million policy for like $100 a year or something. Right.
But still.
Yeah. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on government spending or FedGov using the cloud. This is Free Talk Live.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.